With the holy month of Ramadan less than a month away and a possible third wave around the corner, concern has been raised once again over religious gatherings turning into super spreader events, in particular the Taraweeh prayer, which is attended nightly by the masses during the month of Ramadan. Of course, last year under the hard lockdown, prayer and mass did not take place due to the regulations. However, questions have come through regarding how Masajid will operate under level 1 in regards to this year's Taraweeh. Online joining us is the MJC's Sheikh Riyad Fattah. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to it.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan to the listeners.
Jazakallah khair. Firstly, Sheikh, has the MJC received any concerns by members of the public regarding the nightly congregational prayers in Ramadan?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Let me say that there has been an overwhelming majority of the community that is actually anxiously waiting for Taraweeh to be performed in the masjid. And that has been the overwhelming thing. And I think the important thing that one must learn from what we have seen last year with COVID-19 and Taraweeh and then the masajid opening, and the protocols that have been in place in many masajid, is that we now sit with experience, and now that we've learned on how to handle and deal with things, while we take note of this expected third wave and people are saying that there's a crowd and they're worried about that, this is not the same crowd of last year prior to COVID-19 or in 2020. We now have an experienced, a learned crowd, a learned committee, as well as imamat, that now knows what is the things that should be protocols that should be put in place in order to drastically affect the infection rate as far as that is concerned. So when we look at Taraweeh today in this year, you are going to see a total different thing. And inshallah ta'ala, we're hoping that we will get there and that we will not have the third wave spike, seeing that we have a community that has really contributed towards the numbers coming down for their obedience to the protocol. So when you look at the masajid today, at whether it be in the different awqat or whether it be at Jum'ah, you will notice that at many masajid that people are now sitting with their face masks, they're now social distancing, the windows are all open, there's sanitizing that's happening, there is screening tools that are there, meaning registration is taking place, and so on. And these are the factors that have been told to us that is important in terms of reducing the number or bending that curve further to becoming straight and hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, disappear. So, yes, the Muslim Judicial Council has received that. And like we always do, we consult with everybody. But in the meantime, I must also say that many masajid committees and the imams have sat down and they have put temporary plans in place on how to handle the Taraweeh if we were to get there, because we cannot have at the last minute where it goes a certain direction and that we don't know how to handle it. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, that has been a good sign as far as that is concerned. But we do have a community that is longing to be in the masjid for Taraweeh.
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, also speaking on that, how will masajid be advised to operate during Ramadan, considering the large amount of numbers that would be hoping to attend Taraweeh?
Yeah. First of all, the Muslim Judicial Council has not yet put out a guideline in terms of that. We are waiting to see first what is going to happen as we come closer to the holy month of Ramadan. But you must remember also, when people speak about large numbers, it is not that large numbers as we would normally have thought for Taraweeh and for Jum'ah. The numbers are now curtailed. There are regulations from government which says that you can have a maximum of 100 people or 50% of the space if 100 is too much. And so when these kind of things are in place, so it's not like people are going to be in their hundreds and thousands at a masjid and all standing against one another. And that is why I said earlier, we now have an experienced community, an experienced imamate that deals with this kind of thing.
It has also been noted in Facebook Live videos during the weekly Thursday evening hadaths that physical distancing and mask wearing is not necessarily observed. What is the view on this?
It is unfortunate that it is taking place. We generally remind people and so on, and we are not going to be oblivious to the fact that there is a group of people with a different view and a different understanding of COVID-19. The government has to live with it, and so we have to live with it also, that people feel that they have a different view as far as the existence of COVID-19 is concerned.
Mm. And Sheikh, lastly, will the MJC be engaging or holding meetings with all the Masajid committees ahead of Ramadan to establish or re-establish the congregational protocols?
Yeah, well, we normally have that with our imamate. Whenever the MJC has come out with any statements affecting the Masajid, the Muslim Judicial Council has always called them to a meeting, which was headed by the Mufti Taha Karan, consulted with them, consulted with the medical fraternity, and so on, in order that we come out with something which is going to be appropriate for time that we find ourselves in at that time. But I do want to say that we must all put our hands together. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not get to that stage of where we have to have tarawih at home again and the numbers increase. We have a much more experienced community, and inshallah ta'ala, hopefully we'll be in the masjid for tarawih.
Inshallah ta'ala. Muslim Judicial Council Sheikh Riyad Fatah speaking to us about how Tarawih prayers will be handled this Ramadan. Jazakallah khair so much for joining us. Assalamu alaikum.
We know the Kensington Masjid is one of the masajid out in Ramadan that is very, very busy, you know. So, Brother Dawood, assalamu alaikum, and shukran so much for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM this morning. If you were to look at the plans that were rolled out at the Masjid Hidayat al-Islam out in Kensington, I know talks have been underway for the last couple of weeks already. You're having a meeting tonight to finalize all the details, but what were some of the options that were on the table?
Yes, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam, and to all the listeners as well. Yes, like I mentioned to you earlier, we're having a meeting tonight just to finalize between the imam, the trustees, and the board of executive. Alhamdulillah, but what we've been discussing is that we know, and I heard Sheikh Riyad Fatah also mentioning and making people aware of it, there are still certain regulations in place, like the maximum of 100 based on, and also the criteria of the 50% capacity. So we've been, you know, throughout the COVID period, even with Juma, we've had something very good into place where people have to pre-register and things. And if there's an overflow, we carry people over and they are registered for the following week type of thing. So we've got very, very strict protocols into place, but we're adhering to everything, alhamdulillah. So what we've been discussing around the month of Ramadan is the following, is that we'll still have people to pre-register, but then we'll give people a permanent number, like 1 to 100, 101 to 200, so they'll be in sets. So depending on the number of people that register, there'll be a rotational basis so that there's a fairness and it's equitable to everyone. So if only 200 people register, then you'll be coming to the masjid every alternate night. If 300, then every third night, that type of basis we'll be having into place. So you'll get your number, and we'll have a register there, and you just give on your number, we take your temperature and things. That's the one thing. The other thing that we also taking cognizance of is that the amount of the length of time that people need to be inside a confined space. So, and we know the Tarawih Salah normally will take you from Isha to the end of Witr to about roughly hour and a half, depending on what you say. So we're taking that into consideration as well. We also have on the table that we may probably need to also look at, do we go 8 rakahs for Tarawih Salah? And so that's also within the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are all options that we're looking at that we will finalize. So we're looking at How do we maintain the safety protocols? How do we continue with the Taraweeh Salah, inshallah? As well as how do we sort of limit the time that people will be inside the masjid as well? So we've got all those sort of criteria in place type of thing.
Yeah.
So, also, just with regards to, Salaam, Mr. Isaac, with regards to the buy-in, you know, from the community and from the Musallis, I mean, you know, how do you think they will react to the measures that you will be putting in place? I'm really glad, and I must congratulate yourselves as the trustees and the committee of the masjid, you know, for being so proactive in this regard. But how do you think, you know, those Musallis will react? You know, last year, we recall, we were not allowed access to, obviously, under regulation, not allowed access to places of worship, and our community was pretty upset. How have things been working thus far? And when you're speaking about this rotational basis, you know, do you think, you know, everyone would be glad about it?
Okay. I tell you what has happened for us, and this is where we feel confident, inshallah, that the community has already been conditioned for this. When we're with our Jummah, we have a situation in our area where Fakit and Masjid is closed.
Mm-hmm.
So for Jummah, we have that overflow coming in, but we have a pre-registration process type of thing, and it's working on the rotational basis. If there are, and we have two sessions, for example, for Jummah, which unlikely we would not be able to do with the Raweh Salani. But what we've done is there's already been a conditioning of the minds of people that they know this is how it works. So it's not something new that we're going to be presenting, except instead of Jummah, it will now be Taraweeh Salah.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind of the people has already been conditioned. This is how it works. We've been doing it for months, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had that really a buy-in from the community, no objections. Everyone understands it's not my turn now. Sometimes people forget to register, then they will phone us. And if we have a cancellation, we would fit them in type of thing. So we try to be, you know, as accommodating as we possibly can, but within the confines of the regulation. And like I said, if for us, we almost see this as going to be a breeze for us because of the months of preconditioning of the system that we've already implemented, that all we need to do now, apply it for Taraweeh Salah.
Brilliant. I see messages coming in congratulating Kensington Masjid on their efficiency in terms of putting out these protocols. But Mr. Dawood Isaac, always a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and speaking to us in regards to your upcoming plans for the month of Ramadan with regards to the Taraweeh.